If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, the guy of guys, at least until Diz beats me in the best bets competition, Connor. Connor, welcome in.
You think Diz is going to catch up to you? You think either of us are going to catch up to you in that?
I'm just saying, I legally now can say guy of guys until Diz comes in and beats me in the best bets competition.
He's already doubting himself. This one's mine, boys.
No. You're misunderstanding what I'm going at here. I'm saying
he's trying to talk down to us. That's what he's doing. That's what I'm getting. So are you talking down to us, or are you just hating on Diz?
I'm self-handicapping. How about that?
I don't like it.
Hey, you put the cap in self-handicapping.
Oh, that's good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll give you that one. That green blob, nice. That voice of God that you are hearing, that is our guy, Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. Although I thought you were about to call me guy of guys, then I would have left the Discord.
Yeah. No, that's reserved.
Glad that didn't happen. I'm doing good. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm hitting a lot of deep value picks. Cashing out a lot in reality because I got to go for these high value picks because you have a lead in
You're
the
welcome.
Best bets competition. So in a way, thank you for making me better by hitting a heinous parlay. I'm learning from the best here, Bum Patty Parlays.
Exactly. I'm glad I can push you guys to really go out on a limb a little bit on some of these crazier picks. And if you think it's been crazy before, just wait till you get to my best bets tonight. A little bit of a tease for you guys.
Oh, sheesh.
But let's get right into it. So it is Thursday, so that means we talk about college football. But unfortunately, there are zero top 25 matchups this week to discuss. Now, there's a ton of games this week. I will be betting on a bunch of them. That's just what I do, but I usually don't make those picks until we are closer to Saturday. More things are kind of figuring things out. So keep an eye on our Twitter, at SportsBetByDumb. You will see all of my bets on there for college football that I make that I feel comfortable releasing to the public. Again, I don't put all my bets out there, but the ones that I think are winners or guarantees, I do put out there. I wish I would have put out the App State game last night. That one was, I had a feeling on that one. I sent it in the chalkboard group chat, and sure enough, the App State came in and beat the top 25 ranked Coastal Carolina, who was undefeated at this point. It's one of those where it's like, that's on me. Got to share it with the people. And I'm bad about it.
How are you doing, Bob?
I know. I actually, for the record, I didn't really put any money on it myself. Like, I didn't bet that straight up. I did include that in a couple parlays that ultimately ended up losing. But hindsight's always 20/20. I'll be better. All right.
Toughen up, pal.
Yep. It is Thursday night, which means it is daily fantasy time. We have the Broncos and the Browns, or, you know, a fraction of the Browns playing tonight. But let's mix it up. And Diz, why don't you start us off with your daily fantasy lineup for tonight?
I did not do a daily fantasy tonight. I think this game is hideous. I think this game is gross. I did a same game parlay. It's part of my best bets because it is risk-free, but I decided to respectfully stay away. I probably should have told you that before because you just teed me up there, and I respectfully have to defer back to one of you guys.
Just take the knife out. That's all I'm asking. And
I'm sorry. This game's gross. I suck at daily fantasy. Unless there's a lot of talent, I'm staying away. You guys go ahead.
All right. Fine, Connor, let's blow them away with our daily fantasy lineups and show them where the real value's at.
All right, so you could pretty much just scroll through and randomly pick players this week because who honestly knows at this point. The Browns were going to be my lock this week until I found out that Baker's out, Kareem Hunt's out, Chubb is out, who else?
Like half their offensive line, half their defensive line, some cornerbacks. Again, you're getting a fraction of the Browns.
Yeah. So, for my MVP, roll of the dice here. I just went with the name that I knew, Melvin Gordon.
Okay, okay. I don't hate it.
I figured a lot of people might have Bridgewater, and it showed that Bridgewater was questionable. So, I do have Bridgewater as my number two. He's just sitting there. I may look at this again and swap them around maybe, but yeah. I feel pretty solid with Gordon as my number one. Then we have the third running back for the Browns. We have Johnson. Then I went with Sutton.
No, wait, pause. I'm going to make you say it. What is his first name?
D'Ernest?
I think it's D'Ernest. I don't know, but that is a heck of a name. D'Ernest. D apostrophe Ernest.
They couldn't decide, I guess. Then I went ahead with another name I knew was Sutton. I feel like that's a pretty solid pick. And then I went with Patrick as my last one. So just because I know a Patrick in this podcast.
Yeah! No, yes! That's not funny. Oh, I love it.
Hard to feel confident about any group that you pick, really. Just don't pick from the bottom half. You're going to end up with money left over as long as you look at who's on injury reserve.
Yep.
If you don't look at that, then, yeah, it'll be tough to pick, and you're not going to get any points.
So, yes, you nailed it on the head, and it was very interesting. For whatever reason, so we do our daily fantasy on FanDuel. For whatever reason, when we were going through and making these picks, guys that were, like, who are going to be out for, like, the next couple of weeks were listed as, like, the highest value picks. Which are not value, but the highest cost picks. You know, Baker Mayfield's not playing tonight. Nick Chubb's not playing tonight. Kareem Hunt's not playing tonight. And those two were like three of the four highest costing players. And they didn't adjust any of the other players to factor that in. And so literally, you could pick the five most expensive players that are playing, and you would be able to pick a lineup for tonight. Now, I did not do that. Connor did not do that. We do not advise that because although they have the funds to do so, we don't think those are going to be the best players. But just make sure you're paying attention, and especially they'll probably announce like an hour and a half before game time if Teddy Two Gloves is playing tonight. Keep an eye on that because I think a lot of people will have Teddy, and if he's not playing, you can't afford to have a zero spot in the MVP like me, which leads into mine. I am going Teddy Two Gloves in the MVP department.
What?
What?
What? Laugh.
Yeah, what was that for?
That was great.
Teddy might not play. Don't put him in your MVP spot. I have him in my MVP spot.
No. I said you need to make sure that if you have him in your MVP slot or in your lineup at all, make sure he is playing because if he is not playing...
Oh, you can change it?
Yes, you can change your lineup up to game time.
Big time. I did not know that. I thought you just completely shit on your own.
No. I'm saying be careful and make sure you pay attention to this injury report because even though the injury report is already super long for this game, it could get longer. And you cannot afford to have your MVP score 0 points. So, yes, Teddy Two Gloves is my MVP. I agree with Connor. I think this will be the chalky pick tonight. I don't think anyone's going for Case Keenum because it's Case Keenum. Then I went Cortland Sutton as my next player, easily the number one option for the Broncos. And again, because FanDuel didn't adjust the values, you have plenty of money, so you can afford to go for Cortland Sutton. I think he is by far the best player that might be out on the field tonight. And then I went Austin Hooper. So this one is a very kind of high-risk move. So the Browns have a two-headed monster at tight end between Hooper and Njoku. They are exactly tied in targets. They both have 19 targets this season, so even split. But I believe Hooper is kind of the bigger red zone target, and so I don't think Case Keenum will be going for like the big plays down the field to Njoku. I feel like it'll be like slowly moving down the field, and then once they get to like the red zone, then they might throw to an Austin Hooper in the end zone. So I like Hooper tonight there. And then I went Donovan Peoples-Jones. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but He has emerged the past 2 weeks as a big wide receiver to be targeted, with Jarvis Landry being out. Jarvis Landry was out the past 2 weeks. He is playing tonight, but he has been tied with OBJ for number one in targets for the Browns in the past 2 weeks. So when one of the big two are out of the game, Baker has liked to go to Peoples-Jones. Now, granted, Baker is not in the game tonight, but I think he is seeing more playing time with, or I think Peoples-Jones is seeing more playing time. So I'm going to assume that OBJ will be out tonight. Again, keep an eye on that injury report. If it says OBJ is playing, then swap out Donovan Peoples-Jones and go for Landry or OBJ. Either one, you're probably okay there. But I'm thinking Donovan Peoples-Jones might be a less chalky pick and could still see great value. And then I had to agree with Connor on this one. Tim Patrick. It's going to be a great night to be have the name of Patrick involved. So it's just going to be a great night. I know, Diz. I know. I have to. And Tim Patrick, I've actually been watching since like the end of last year. He's a pretty good wide receiver, but he's kind of not one of the top seen or talked about weapons on the Broncos. Obviously, you have Melvin Gordon, you have Cortland Sutton, you have Noah Fant, the tight end. Tim Patrick is kind of like the dark horse, but he still sees tremendous a number of targets, and there's a lot of value there. So I like our picks there, Connor.
All right.
But again, complete shit show of a game. Not great, but let's review our best bets from Monday's episode. I went 1-2. Connor, how did you do?
I went 2-2. I had the over hit for the Monday night game, as well as the Ducks. They won for me. They came through for me again.
Quack.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm riding with the Ducks again tonight. It's not a best bet, but I am planning on going with the Ducks again tonight. They've been one of the better performing teams for us this early on in the NHL season.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Yeah. Diz, how'd your best bets do?
Three. One of them was kind of a future that won't end yet. The two that did happen, I hit my same game parlay, which is electric. That's 3 weeks in a row I've hit a DraftKings same game parlay. So I'm feeling absolutely dangerous on the DraftKings same game parlays. And then the Kraken boned me. Took Panthers Kraken money line parlay. Panthers won easily. Kraken got absolutely demolished. I guess I should say the Kraken got drowned. No,
I don't hate it.
Oh, never mind. Just pretend I didn't say that. But yeah, that hurt me. And 1-1, still positive on units, though. I'd love to hear where we're at in the competition.
Yep, I gotcha. And for the record, we as a podcast have almost decided that we might have to start emotionally hedging and betting against the Kraken. We've been heavily betting on them up to this point, and they've really kind of bit us in the butt. And it's just pain when you bet on your favorite team and then they lose, and then it's just like double pain. So we'd be on the lookout for us possibly fading the Kraken unless we start, you know, figuring things out. But the Kraken do have their first home game. We're 1-2 weeks into the season, and the Kraken haven't had a home game yet. So their first home game is this Saturday. So maybe once we're at home, we've had a little bit of a break, maybe we'll have some rejuvenation, and maybe we'll put some pucks on net. But in the best bets competition, I am up 12.45 units. Diz is up 4.64 units, and Connor is up 1.63 units. So let's get into our best bets of the night. I don't want to start off. I'll do mine last. So Diz, why don't you go ahead and give us your best bets of the night?
Yes, sir. I got a same game parlay. I will say it is FanDuel. My luck isn't as great with the FanDuel same game parlays, but I'm still going full send. I have an alternate spread, Denver plus 10.5. I think this game's going to be so gross. Whoever ends up winning, it's going to be close. Then I have Case Keenum over 200 passing yards. I think that's really low, and I think they could be coming from behind, so they may have to pass the ball a lot. Then I got Jarvis Landry, 50-plus receiving yards his first game back. I don't know I don't know who else Case Keenum's going to throw to. I think Landry is going to be his best option. And then the over 40.5, 40.5 is insanely low. Has to be the lowest point total in the NFL this year. If the under hits, then I just, the bet's not worth hitting. The game's not worth watching. Over 40.5. That's my four-leg same-game parlay. Then I have the Hurricanes versus the Canadians over 5.5. You know I love that 5.5 total puck scoring line when you're betting over unders in the NHL. Canadians don't have Carey Price due to mental leave. They've been dog shit so bad. And Carolina's putting pucks in the net. So I'm taking the over there. And then there was a really cool odds boost. And beautifully, it's a Martingale. Went from -110 to +110. Total goals scored tonight in the hockey slate over 59.5, which I absolutely love.
That's electric.
That's about 6 per game. I will say that is a $10 Martingale. This is my second round. If that doesn't hit, we start sweating, boys. We start sweating. we put the jumpsuit on and we start sweating. But I'm feeling good about that. And, feeling good. Really hoping that same game parlay hits because the other two don't have great value. And as you just heard, I'm down 8 units and I'm absolutely doing amazing. So got to do something crazy. Next week is desperation mode, but really hoping the same game parlay hits.
You know, the one of your same game parlay that's not going to hit is that over 40.5. You just said yourself it's going to be a crapshoot of a game. And my thought is if
40.5 is insane. 40.5 is insane. It doesn't matter. I don't want to hear it. I know you took the under and I don't care. I'm over it. You cannot take under 40 freaking points. That does not happen.
I'm just saying if you're saying the Broncos are going to be within 10.5 because it's going to be a crappy game and then you're going to bet the over on a crappy game.
24-17. Lock it in.
Okay. All right. Connor, what do you got for your best bets of the night?
First of all, when you start reading your best bets, I want to hear you bring up the 40.5 before you're talking. Oh, man.
Connor's got the episode notes. He knows what's happening.
I got to focus on mine. Right after I heard Baker Mayfield was going to be out, I checked the line for the game. I'm taking the Broncos money line, +110. I'm going right back to the Ducks. Taking the Ducks money line, it was +168. I think they're on a roll, hot streak. I like it. And I'm going to Eddie's favorite, going to the Astros money line. They won me some money last night, so I'm coming right back to them.
Oh, -120. You're just rubbing them in my face at this point. Like, oh, God. Well, best of luck to you. Hopefully they treat you better than they've treated me.
They treated me very well yesterday. So, last one, I'm going Red Wings money line, +110.
Who do the Red Wings got? The Calgary Flames. All right. I like that. And Connor and I, what, Diz?
Go ahead, Pat.
I was just going to say, me and Connor, we did a 9-leg parlay in NHL because there was only 2 games last night. And when we took the bet yesterday, there was only 7 games for today that had lines out at the time. So Connor and I parlayed the 2 legs that we got correct last night with 7 games tonight, and we could be winning over like $1,000 on $1 if those hit tonight. So me and Connor got some NHL sweat tonight.
One I'm nervous about is one of your best bets.
Really? Okay.
And that's the one I'm worried about. So we'll go ahead and move on to yours if you'd like.
Okay.
I just want to comment on Connor's Astros money line. I think that's everything on paper screams that's a good bet, but just this series feels like a 7-game series. Like I can't describe it other than that. Sometimes you just know when there's going to be 7 games. I'd be really surprised if this series ends tonight. That's just my gut feeling. And hey, you don't bet with your gut. I understand that. But that's my only thought. Other than that, I love it. Normally, when we ride together, we hit big. But I don't know. I'm feeling the game 7 there.
The only favorite that I've picked out of my best bet.
But I actually disagree with you, Diz. And so on Hammer Don, Gumpy is a Boston Red Sox fan, and he's been beating this drum for a while, pretty much all season. He said, the Red Sox are the most polarizing team in baseball. When they're hot, which has got them to this point. But once they're cold, they're ice cold. The past two games, they've scored a combined four runs, which, you know, isn't great when the Astros are putting up nine a game. And then the Astros have been putting up that consistently. So I'm worried the Red Sox may have hit a cold streak and the Astros might move on to the World Series after tonight.
Game five, the Astros scored seven runs in the ninth inning.
Correct.
So they won eight innings of that ball game. I don't think you can say they're cold just yet, but that is a good point. But I don't think you can say they're cold, and I don't think you can cool off that fast after the run they had, beating the Yankees, beating the Rays. You can't cool off that fast, in my opinion.
We shall see. So now my best bets, and this is what Connor's been waiting for. He's been waiting for this one so long. So, Diz, you mentioned that the over-under is at 40.5, and you're taking the over. Well, my best bet tonight is that there will not be a touchdown scored in tonight's game. You even said so yourself.
Tell me the value. Tell me the value. If it's less than like 7-1, cancel the podcast.
It's plus 3,400. What are we talking about?
Okay, I was about to freaking say.
But like, you even said that you didn't want to do daily fantasy because you didn't know who was going to score in this game or who was going to do well. That's because on paper, literally nobody is going to do well. Like, both teams have beat up offenses. Like, in reality, there's a chance that if there is a game, it's going to be a Thursday night game, which this is, and it's going to be a game between two crappy teams, which this one is. This one might be like a 9-6 ball game with five field goals kicked in it. If no touchdown is scored in tonight's game, that's 3,400, and then you can officially call off the dogs on this best bets competition.
If you hit that, I'll buy you Fogo de Chao, Patty.
Ho, 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 ho. Well, there you go.
It's going to be first drive as a touchdown.
Yeah. Yep. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
That is very, very possible. My next best bet, so also, before we move on, they were calling this the sports equinox tonight because you got all the major sports happening on one night. You got Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, and NHL. So that's pretty cool. It's like the one of like 25 times this has ever happened in all of existence. So that's pretty cool. It's a rare time in sports, and we're all for it. But I had one for the NFL. Now I'm going to another sport. I'm going to the NHL. I'm going to the ice. I'm going with the Panthers, -1.5 versus the Avalanche. The Panthers are the hottest team in the NHL right now. The Avalanche haven't seemed to be able to put it together yet, and I believe their best player, McKinnon, is out tonight, and the game is in Florida, so I like it. Give me the Panthers, -1.5, and you get tremendous value for taking that -1.5.
Yeah, that's my concern is Avs don't have a great record, but when McKinnon's healthy, which I understand he's not, it's either them or the Lightning who were the preseason Stanley Cup favorites. I think they've just struggled out of the gate. This one just kind of makes me uneasy, especially -1.5. There could be an empty net goal there late. So that's why I tend to stick away from the NHL spreads. But hey, I hope it hits. I hope the Panthers win by a million.
Me too. And, I'm pretty sure Grubauer, the number one goalie for the Kraken, was on the Avalanche last year, probably as their number one goalie. And so I think that's also part of the reason why the Avalanche haven't been so good this year, because, you know, they lost their best goaltender and their goaltending hasn't been able to keep up. I'm not saying Grubauer has been good for the Kraken necessarily, but when you lose your goalie, there's a bit of a changing of the guard, some time to figure out who should be number one and just figuring things out in general, because every goalie plays a little bit different. My final best bet of the night, I'm going to the hardwood. I'm going to the NBA. You know I love my player performance doubles, Diz. Unfortunately, the parlay I had last episode did not hit, but for this one, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm going Luka Doncic, triple-double, and the Mavs to win at plus 1,000 odds. I've talked
ten
about
to one
this.
Is insane value. Luka Doncic always has a triple-double. And are the Mavs favorite tonight?
I don't know if they're favorite, but they're close. They're like within 2 points, I think. I don't know who's technically the favorite.
That is insane to me, dude.
Yeah.
Great pick.
You know me. I'm not a big Luka Doncic fan. He got ejected from a Pacers game I went to, and I was so happy. But this guy's a machine, like Diz said. He gets triple-doubles all the time. He's actually the odds-on favorite to win MVP this year. Tonight's his first game. He's going to come out wanting to go hot, start on fire. So I think he starts off the season with a bang. Give me the triple-double and the Mavs to win.
I love that.
All righty, folks. I have two Hail Mary parlays for you because I'm feeling crazy. First one is the Hail Mary same game parlay of the day. This is $10 risk-free on FanDuel, and it is to win $504.64. Now, I've kind of retooled my theory or my thought process with these same game parlays. Diz is hot with his, obviously, but I used to be all about doing like the first touchdown scorer, and then the anytime touchdown scorers, you have less legs, higher odds, but the chances of getting that first touchdown scorer right is slim to none. And so I went away from that strategy. I went more with player props over under on yards. And then I still do have one anytime touchdown scorer in here. But first off, we've got Teddy Two Gloves, over 229.5 passing yards. I believe he has crossed this line in 4 of the 6 games that he's played this season. So I'm feeling pretty good about that one. Because we know, Connor talks about all the time, Cleveland's defense is not good. They give up nothing but points. And they're a little banged up, too. I don't even know if Jadeveon Clowney's playing. So
defense is just there to slow the offense down, not necessarily stop them.
There you go. There
for the Browns.
Then I went Melvin Gordon over 11.5 receiving yards. And then I went Melvin Gordon over 41.5 rushing yards. And then Javonte Williams over 48.5 rushing yards. And then to wrap it up, I'm going Jarvis Landry anytime touchdown.
You want there to be no touchdowns and Jarvis Landry to have a touchdown?
I'm playing both sides here, Connor. You know, so sometimes you got to have a backup plan in case something goes awry. If there's going to be a touchdown, I want it to be Jarvis Landry.
All right.
But then again, it might require Case Keenum to throw a decent pass, and I don't know what the likelihood of that happening is. So we will see. And then I have the Hail Mary parlay of the day. This is $1 to win $1,062.77. These are all on the ice. These are all NHL games. There's all 10 games here. And a little disclaimer, a little thing. So when I did this, I focused on one thing only, and that was the goalkeeping. I went through, I looked who was supposed to be starting in goal, whether it be a backup that hasn't played yet this year or the normal starter, whatever it may be. And then if the goalie hadn't played yet this year, I looked at what their kind of projected goals allowed again, like goals allowed were. And based off of that, whichever team had the best goalie, I essentially went through and made that pick. So I don't necessarily agree with these. I tried to do a little bit more stats-based research on this one, but we'll see how it goes. So I got Capitals money line versus the Devils, Panthers money line versus the Avalanche, Hurricanes money line versus the Canadiens, Senators money line versus the Sharks, Blue Jackets money line versus the Islanders, Flames money line versus the Red Wings, Ducks money line versus the Jets, Rangers money line versus the Predators, the Blackhawks versus the Canucks. I told myself I wouldn't bet on the Blackhawks ever again, but here we are because supposedly their goalkeeper in goal tonight's better than the Canucks goalie. And then the Coyotes money line versus the Oilers.
Your Blackhawks may be the Astros of NHL for you.
That is very...
You're calling her up at 3 a.m. You're thinking about her all the time. You keep coming back when you say you're done.
That is very possible. But, Connor, we both know that in the seven remaining legs that we have in our other parlay, I'm pretty sure we went against the Blackhawks. So I might have both sides in that game. So, you know, it is what it is.
You got to let her go.
But, hey, let's make it official on this podcast. If the Blackhawks lose tonight, I am banned from ever betting on them ever again, no matter who they play, at least for this season. Next season, they could retool, fix the team, whatever. But for the rest of this NHL season, if the Blackhawks lose tonight, I can no longer – don't let me. I can no longer bet on the Blackhawks. Is that agreed upon?
What about an over?
What about an over?
Can you bet
just assume the other team scoring the over?
I'm just talking purely anything on. I can bet an over in a Blackhawks game, but I cannot bet a Blackhawks like just a win or a Blackhawks spread of any kind. Like I just
okay.
Let's just make that clear. I need you guys to help me. I have a problem.
If they lose tonight,
I have to be
sworn off. You're banking that solely on if they lose tonight. Maybe you just shouldn't do it ever.
What?
Regardless if they win or lose tonight.
If they win, they might be back in my good graces. They might win me $1,000 if they win tonight.
No. I don't know. Just one game result has a lot of weight here, Pat. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I've been betting on them for like the past five games. So really, it's kind of a culmination of a whole week's worth of bets that haven't gone my way. So this is kind of the last straw. I don't think it's just a sole game. Like I'm just picking a random game with a random team and saying that I can't bet on them anymore if they don't perform.
Sure.
Hey, they're my old favorites, but you got to let them go.
I know. I have a problem. All right, boys. Anything you guys need to get off your chest before we call it?
Sports Equinox, let's enjoy it tonight, boys.
Let's hope for the worst football game of all time tonight.
Eh? Well, I'll probably be watching hockey instead. How bad the game is.
Also, Diz, I forgot to mention this, but you said that you have a bet tonight where it's like over 59.5 total goals in the NHL.
Yep.
So you can actually, for the NFL, you can actually bet the total number of points scored on an NFL Sunday.
No way. That's cool.
Yeah. I did it 1 week and I bet the under and it didn't hit.
Yeah, because you don't like to have fun when you watch sports.
I just like to win money.
You didn't that time.
I did not. That is correct. All right, boys. It's been fun. It's been a good time. It'll be a great, great night. Great weekend. We will be back here tomorrow for Football Friday. Make sure you check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. You can also watch us live on Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. But the real thing is here, if you go to our our bio on Twitter, you can find the link to our YouTube page. Unfortunately, we don't have 100 subscribers yet, so we can't get a unique URL. But the more of you that help us out, subscribe to our YouTube, we can get closer to that goal of 100 subscribers, and then we can make this thing grow even more. I mean, why would you not want to see Connor's face when we're talking? I mean, that's the whole reason I turn on my camera. Yeah, it is, Bob. Connor. it gets the people going.
You're not allowed to have any last comments for a week.
I'm starting to get banned, but... Hope everyone has a nice, profitable night, and hope we will see you guys tomorrow for a wonderful Football Friday.